those who do not eat my flesh and drink my blood will not have eternal life. By that time, many even of his own disciples left. Only a few remain. Why it is like this? Because Jesus spoke the truth, and they couldn't stand this. Eat his flesh, and drink his blood. But soon, today we have the Eucharist. We share his life, his flesh, his blood. Many left. It's not that Jesus doesn't want them to listen. They left. They don't have this kind of faith. So we thank the Lord that we have this faith. Or in certain sense, we are chosen one. We are chosen by the Lord that we can accept him. You know, but not whatever he says, we say yes. It's like night is an offering. Last week we have a funeral with a priest, a Chinese local clergy. His name is Father Joseph Mann. I was with him when I was still in the seminary. He ordained 2 years earlier than myself. He entered the seminary at a kind of middle age. So he studied here a few years. Less than me, the normal course we have to take 7 years. 3 years philosophy and 4 years theology. He takes all total only 3 years combined philosophy and theology. Your day, please. He worked actively in the parish for 17 years. But then he got a stroke. He was stationed in OHG home, of St. Mary's OHG home in Aberdeen, for 26 years. It's like, not that you do many things, then you have the merit. Jesus knows how he can offer. Maybe this is the best way for him to offer his life as a priest, remain on bed for 26 years, like a seed, and grow internally. I'm not sure how he preached, but the way he lives should touch quite a few people too. When you see a priest cannot move, but a good priest surely is touching. Maybe many people come back to God through him. God knows. God has his way. He's like a seed. We don't know what happened in you and in me. God works. He's taking me mysteriously in us. Many times we are touched by someone saying, not even a priest, even somebody who really lives, try to live the word of God within themselves. They have the grace inside, the presence of the Lord. Even you have the grace. Even you don't have to speak publicly about your faith, but it touches people. 2 years ago, our Cardinal John Paul, in the feast, the diocesan feast, he publicly, he shared one of the experiences of a Filipino maid. He said one day, a family was asked, invited all members to go to Japan for a holiday. But then the little boy said, No. I don't go. I stay home. He said, why? Because she said, the boy said, I can go with Mary, the one who served the house. I want to go with Mary to the church on Sunday. They are not Catholic. But this Mary loved him so much, it touches his heart. He wanted to come to the church more than just to go to Japan. You can imagine, this is power of the Word of God. This is what's innate in you. This is what the Gospel says. You don't know, you don't have to know how. It happens so many times. It touches people. If your life always simple, humble, and true, of course, with the Lord, always touching people. Even sometimes you scold some wrongs of some people, although they might not like to hear, but they appreciate your courage. This is how we preach the gospel with our lives. Another priest who was ordained with me 40 years ago. He is, of course, a Salesian. He studied liturgy in Rome. Came in Hong Kong sometime, then he was sent to Taiwan to work. But unfortunately, one evening, he was a kind of counseling two people. But by that time, a kind of conflict, kind of fight. He was got hurt. Half his face was burned. Today, he's still alive. Of course, he cannot work so much openly because he got disfigured. But he's doing in Taiwan, working. Although he cannot work openly as the other priest can go anywhere, because when you see him, you might be scared. You know, the old scared, scars, he's so scarred on his face. But he's courage to face the people. And the people love him. I invited him to come to my anniversary of 40 years anniversary of priesthood on the 12th of August. He will come to celebrate with me. He shared the Christ life, his pain, physical pain. Another priest on bed for 26 years, served silently. We too, we are all called to serve in a different way. But most important, not with words, but with deeds, with what you are. That's very important, to keep this presence of God in you. We must be always centered, always, from morning to evening, centered in the Lord, with Jesus, with our Heavenly Mother. Stay with them quietly. Don't shout out. Don't defend yourself. Just be humble. Listen to the inner voice. The Holy Spirit is working. Last week, a teacher was telling me one of her experiences. You know, when you, as a teacher in your primary school, at times your words might be, can hurt some students, and they report it back to their parents. You know, some parents paranoia. He's, how can you treat my son this way? So they went to the principal to accuse the teacher. So when they were together, even the teachers were there. The teacher aware that he wasn't aware that he was guy. But then he, with simplicity, he said, sorry, I did that. The parents appreciate this. Because most of the time, we reject this accusation. We deny it. We have, no, we didn't do it. It was simple. You have done it, done it. And the principal appreciates his teacher. Really amazing, he said. Usually, the teachers always, even the school, defend themselves more than ever. They want to spread the news, oh, the teachers did something wrong. So what's wrong if you did something wrong? You're not killing people. You did it, you just say, simply did it. Sorry. That's all. Otherwise, you say no. Your conscience telling you, you lie. You be at peace. Isn't it? This is the gospel. This is the seed in us. We need to grow with courage, with the trust, nothing else. Our life is simple. This every day is a new day. Start again. Don't tell yourself, I'm in this for years, no change. You don't have to change much. Just to be yourself today with the Lord. That's most important. Accept whatever God prepared for you. He knows. Even the people against you, Jesus knows. Or in certain sense, with divine providence, Jesus allowed this happen to you to train you to the better person, to a person like him. Jesus never fought back. Never fight back. Jesus always the peace. At ease. Even at the last moment in the high court of the high priest, someone left his face because he didn't answer. Jesus just simply said, friend, what's wrong with me? If I didn't do wrong, why you hate me? What's wrong? Jesus is always calm and kind. We do the same. We are not Christ. So let us pray for one another that we are another Christ. Christ in you. He served in you. Both the person next to you is another Christ. Only Christ with Christ, this is true unity, heavenly unity, divine unity. The Blessed Trinity is always full, love, sending out, never come back. The more you give, or the less you are, the more you are. The more you become yourself, the less you are. This real self is divine person in us. Divine person is love, pure love. So we try to live as pure as possible. Intention, expression, humble, that's all. Jesus didn't ask us much. We are just only to see. You can't see anything. Only He can work it. Jesus is the one who wrought miracles, not you. But through you, Jesus can wrought miracles.
We believe in one God.